An action potential is a transient reversal of the electric potential across a cell membrane. Action potentials can travel the length of a hummingbird flight muscle in 2 milliseconds. This allows rapid triggering of muscle cell contraction and wing beat rates of nearly 100 per second. Besides muscle cells, other important cells with action potentials are neurons. Action potentials in flight muscles are initiated after action potentials are conducted along neuronal axons that synapse on muscle cells. Stimulation of a neuronal cell body triggers action potentials in the axon. Action potentials rapidly travel the length of the axon and trigger neurotransmitter release at the axon ending. Intracellular recording electrodes were used by Alan Hodgkin to reveal that an action potential is a transient change of the transmembrane voltage from negative inside to positive inside. During the initial rising phase of an action potential, the transmembrane voltage becomes positive inside. During the falling phase, the voltage returns to negative values. This voltage spike is followed by an after hyperpolarization with a more negative voltage than during rest. The rising phase is caused by positively charged sodium ions moving into the axon through voltage-gated sodium channels. The falling phase and the after hyperpolarization are caused by positively charged potassium ions moving out of the axon through voltage-gated potassium channels. The negative inside resting potential is due to potassium leak channels that are always open, allowing some potassium to leave the axon. Moving down the chemical gradient from where potassium is at high concentrations inside cells, potassium leak channels maintain the resting potential until voltage-gated sodium channels open and provide the rising phase. This voltage spike triggers the voltage-gated potassium channels to open, returning the membrane voltage to negative inside. The voltage-gated potassium channels eventually gate shut, ending the after hyperpolarization. Action potentials are initiated when voltage-gated sodium channels are stimulated to open. Action potentials are initiated in axon initial segments when excitatory neurotransmitters depolarize the membrane potential from the resting potential to the threshold potential for sodium channel activation. Action potentials propagate along axons because an action potential at one point depolarizes the membrane potential to threshold in the next part of the axon.